Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
It's What Shepherds Do. T.M. Moore shares my heartbeat for pastors to align their minds, hearts, and wills to leading as shepherds. T.M. graciously wrote one of the endorsements for my book, Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, by saying, "The combination of Craig's biblical understanding, practical insights, and consistent personal practice makes this a book every pastor should read. Unless our goals and practices in ministry line up with those Jesus taught and exemplified, we cannot expect him to bless us with world uprighting power." In a recent blog post, TM shared these poignant words. Many pastors today seek to model themselves and their ministries along the lines of whichever pastor and whatever church seems to be the most popular or successful in attracting people. The result is, increasingly, worship services that are starting to look alike, and pastors are starting to preach alike, and those who aren't are wondering what they might do to become more like everybody else. We ought not model ourselves on our contemporaries, be they ever so successful. Such comparing and adjusting, Paul suggested, is not wise. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. Jesus is our great model for ministry, and we should look to him to wash, shape, enliven, empower, and employ every aspect of our lives and ministries for his glory. In his sermon, Christ the Example of Ministers, Jonathan Edwards offered a concise summary of the reason people submit themselves for ordination to ministry. "The work and business of ministers is, as it were, that of servants, to wash and cleanse the souls of men. For this is done by the preaching of the word, which is their main business," Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, "that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word." It is the duty of ministers of the gospel, in the work of their ministry, to follow the example of their great Lord and Master. Elsewhere, Paul talked about spending and being spent for the souls of God's people, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 15. The challenge that faces us who have accepted the call to ministry is to follow the example of Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, and strive to see Jesus, become like Jesus, work and serve like Jesus, lay down our lives like Jesus, and trust in Jesus to make our labors fruitful for his glory. I wholeheartedly agree. Pastors, let's get back to the shepherding model the scriptures show us. This is truly the heartbeat of my book. You can get more information on shepherd leadership by checking out the link I've shared in the show notes. If you feel my book would benefit you or your pastor, I would be happy to send you the ebook version free of charge. Just let me know.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.